According to Forbes, the average worker will have to deal with 126 emails every day by the year 2019. Seems like it's getting harder and harder to concentrate at work as stress levels go up with constant demands on you like emails. When the workplace environment is stressed, productivity and employee well-being plummet. More on how to manage it all from Dr. Patricia Thompson, corporate psychologist based in Atlanta. Dr. Thompson, what is, as it's described, decision fatigue?
Well, decision fatigue is a phenomenon that we find that when we make too many decisions in a day, what happens is our willpower goes down, as well as our ability to make effective decisions goes down as well. And so as the day progresses, you tend to become more impulsive or else make lower quality decisions.
Is that more prevalent these days?
I don't know if we have literature on that, but I mean, I do think that we make a lot of decisions nowadays. I mean, if you even just think about the number of emails that we're inundated with or the amount of stimuli that we're always coming at us, most definitely, I think we have a lot going on.
Mm. The emails we get today used to be, what, phone calls in the past, right? Or regular
mail?
Yeah,
and with each email that comes in, basically what happens is you have to decide, do I open it now or later?
Yeah.
If I do I respond now? What do I say? And so there are a lot of mini decisions with each email that you receive.
Man, do your notes say we make over 35,000 decisions daily?
Yeah, that are some of the figures that we see, absolutely.
Wow. And so managing all that comes down to what?
I think it comes down to a few things. First of all, you're going to want to limit the decisions that you have to make as much as you can. And so you can do that partially through setting up certain routines for yourself. And so, for example, you know, you hear some people wearing similar clothes every day, like Mark Zuckerberg, for example. So that's one decision that he doesn't have to make, or people will eat similar breakfasts, or, you know, just create routines for themselves. I think something else that you can do is to really set up your environment for success so that you have to make fewer decisions. So, for example, keeping things uncluttered, putting away your phones so that you're not having to make a decision about checking it consistently. And then I also think mindfulness is something that can help you as well, like teaching you to attend to one thing at a time. And so by focusing your attention, you're limiting, I guess, your ability to have to make decisions in other areas.
Mm. So does that mean then that multitasking is not necessarily the answer here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the reality is that multitasking is a myth, and we simply aren't able to do multiple tasks at the same time.
Okay.
Instead, what happens is that we tend to switch from one task to the next, and we don't give our full attention to any one thing. And so really doing one task at a time is much more efficient than trying to do a lot of things at once.
Just in terms of these decisions we have to make and how to know how much energy to put into, say, the important ones.
Well, you know, one of the other things that you really should do to avoid decision fatigue is to try to make your most important decisions early on in the day. Because if you think about it, if your energy is getting depleted and your ability to make strong decisions is depleting as well, then you really want to make sure that you're doing those early on when you're freshest. Something else that you want to make sure that you're doing is just taking breaks or naps, even if you can. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us can't take naps, but at least you can take breaks. And what breaks allow you to do is to refocus, kind of recharge, take a step back, think about how you're approaching your workday so that you can be more intentional as opposed to reactive as you're approaching things.
We're speaking with Dr. Patricia Thompson, corporate psychologist. We're talking about how to deal with what's called decision fatigue. You touched a little bit before on mindfulness. Explain more on that and what we might do to maybe get started if you wanted to explore it.
Yeah, so mindfulness is really the ability to be able to stay in the present moment and to be aware and to observe the present moment without judgment. And so when you learn to be more present, instead of reactively going from task to task, you're able to take a step back so that you can see what's actually going on. And you can see maybe how your work style or what you're telling yourself in the moment is making you more stressed or how it's making you be less efficient. And then with that awareness, you can put yourself in a position to be more intentional. And so I actually have an executive mindfulness online course where I teach people how to use mindfulness to be more productive at work and also how to be less stressed and how to approach your life with greater intention.
It's Dr. Patricia Thompson, corporate psychologist based in Atlanta. Hey, thanks for listening. And don't forget to subscribe. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.